From KCRW, this is Greater LA. I'm Steve Chiatakis with a show that connects you to the people, the places, and the pirates of Southern California. Let's pretend it's 1998. We're driving north on Vermont into Los Feliz and just crossing over Santa Monica Boulevard when we turn the dial to 104.7. Anything further south, and we're out of range. Then, there it is.
Howdy, folks.
The station named after a sandwich, KBLT.
Pirate Radio. 104.7 in the Silver Lake, Los Feliz, East Hollywood.
KBLT was a pirate radio station of some renown, operated by a woman named Sue Carpenter. Well, recently, KCRW's Juliana Mayo went to Silver Lake to speak with Sue Carpenter about what it was like to be an FCC-dodging pirate pioneer and to see the station reborn as a new interactive theater experience.
I met Sue Carpenter on a street high above Silver Lake Junction. We're outside her former apartment, which for 3 years was the site of her illegal radio station, KBLT.
So just come with me and we'll just like be peeping Toms and look in the front door. So, you know, you walk up here and when you go in that door, you go into a living room and then immediately to your left, there's a stairway and there's like this weird closet under the stairway that I repurposed into the radio station. So that's where KBLT was.
It's an unassuming, kind of run-down four-unit building that she moved into in 1995 and quickly set up shop, first hanging an antenna out of her bottom-floor window, then, when it started to catch on, moving it up to the building's roof for a maximum signal range that covered most of Los Feliz and much of Silver Lake.
In the beginning, it was just me, and I was on the air for 2 hours every single night.
She used the very 90s HBO After Dark handle Paige Jarrett for anonymity's sake on air.
It was like Cambodian psychedelia, it was vintage country, it was drum and bass, it was classics. I played 60s French pop. So it was a real gamut of music that you wouldn't normally hear on the radio, and it sort of catered to individual DJs' tastes.
The list of those DJs was a real who's who of the LA scene.
Mike Watt from the Minutemen had his own show. The Watt from Pedro show started on KBLT. We had Bob Forrest from Thelonious Monster had his own show. Keith Morris from the Circle Jerks. Don Bowles from the Germs. They all had shows on KBLT. So it was...
So cool.
Yeah, it was a big community and the whole music scene of Silver Lake at that time.
But the fun couldn't last forever. Remember, it's pirate radio. Like, totally not legal. And almost 3 years in, the FCC was hot on her trail, which had KBLT spooked. They tried to hide.
We were dark for a couple months, so we came up with this elaborate, like, bouncing the signal from my house to a high-rise on Sunset Boulevard. And then we had, like, all of Los Angeles for a glorious 2 weeks. And then somebody turned off the signal. And I raced to my own doom on my motorcycle and ran up the stairs and ran into the FCC, and that was the end.
The FCC gave Sue a choice: hand over the equipment or pay a $10,000 fine. She did the math and let them confiscate the $500 worth of gear she'd picked up at Radio Shack and headed back to the Silver Lake station that they never found to shut it down for good.
The very same day that I got busted, I was offered a job at the LA Times. Because I've been freelancing, because I'm a journalist. And so that's what happened to me. It was like, come out from the underground and join the mainstream.
In 2004, Sue wrote a memoir about her time behind the mic called 40 Watts from Nowhere, which is now out of print. But her story has recently been rediscovered by two theater artists. Andy and Jeff Crocker are the married duo behind Mr. and Mischief, an interactive theater experience company out of East Hollywood. They stumbled upon the legend of KBLT while doing some research on the East Side and immediately knew they had to tell this story and, more importantly, find Carpenter. Andy, being a resourceful mother in the 21st century, had just the way to track her down. She logged on to her Facebook mom group.
And I'm not exaggerating. Within 5 minutes, someone was like, here's her number. She's expecting your call. And then I called her up. She's still saved in my phone as Sue freaking Carpenter because I couldn't believe it was happening. But yeah, the power of the Facebook moms group.
Luckily, Sue had saved quite a bit of her 90s ephemera. So Andy and Jeff began planning the 40 Watts experience, first putting it up down south with some help from the La Jolla Playhouse, and finally making their way back to Silver Lake, where the show opened last week.
We never have more than five people in the show, so thank you for selling out tonight for our full our full crowd. And we also design our shows to be played with a mix of strangers and friends, so this is perfect. This is exactly right. So if you're flying solo or you're here with a buddy, you're doing it right. So good job, everybody.
I met them as they were ushering in the last group of the night, not far from KBLT's original location, outside a tattoo shop on a trash-strewn Silver Lake sidewalk. What followed is supposed to be a bit of a secret, so I'll just say that I and the other four members of the group were led down some rickety stairs and into what felt like a time capsule from the late 90s. We popped on some headphones and heard this.
It's 1998. You're inside your apartment in Silver Lake, Los Angeles. You've got an illegal 40-watt transmitter in your living room and a copper pipe antenna on your roof. You've been running a pirate radio station out of your closet for 2.5 years.
The apartment, pirate radio station and all, is meant to mimic Carpenter's former digs.
Radio Free Silver Lake.
Picture rock posters by Coop, handwritten DJ schedules from back in the day, CDs, and crates of records, where for the next 90 minutes, we would get to experience what it was like to be a DJ on KBLT in their final days.
There are no wrong choices. It's pirate radio, motherfuckers. You can do whatever you want, okay? Yeah.
Just make sure. And they've been selling out. Is it because of the recent resurgence of 90s nostalgia? People of a certain age like me who will never forget the first time they saw the movie Pump Up the Volume? Former KBLT listeners? Jeff says he's seen all kinds of people come through, but one participant really stood out. A former KBLT listener who told them,
I lived in Silver Lake in the 90s. I loved KBLT. All my friends played at KBLT, and they said they were going to bring me there, and I never got to go because it got shut down. And that was something that I don't think either of us ever expected was going to happen, was that this was some sort of wish fulfillment for an urban legend that that existed at a very, you know, narrow period of time. That was pretty cool. I'm happy for that guy.
Another 90s devotee theater goer named Vaughn Hammond loved the interactivity.
The highlight was stepping back in time and being able to play in a radio station. It was super fun.
He got a little wacky when it was his turn at the turntable.
And I tried a mashup between Mary Lou Retton workout video and Weezer to mild success.
The inspiration for it all, Sue Carpenter, has been known to pop in on occasion, too, which has made for some memorable moments.
I think my favorite story is gotta be when Sue came and played the show without telling anybody who she was. She just, it was a group of strangers. One of them was Sue. And we got to watch someone mansplain how to use the console to Sue Carpenter. And of course, she's the coolest person. So she was like, sure, ma'am.
If you'd like to live your 90s pirate radio fantasy, 40 Watts from Nowhere will be playing multiple times a night in their undisclosed location through February 5th. For KTRW, I'm Juliana Mayo. Talk hard.
More of Greater LA now from KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. What do you think of?